And welcome back to New Hampshire Today, the weekend edition. Jeff Chittister with you. Don't forget, as always, I thank you so much for joining us. You know, we're going to talk about right now something very important. As our world opens up a little bit more and we're out and about, there are things that we need to be considering, especially as we move closer to the beach. And we're pleased to be joined by Ashley Stokes from Seacoast Science Center. I'm going to give you a lot of information about them, and this information is going to be posted up on my Facebook page as well. And it's very important information. You can go to SeacoastScienceCenter.org, SeacoastScienceCenter.org. And I want you to remember this number, 603-997-9448. That's 603-997-9448. I'm going to tell you why that's important. Of course, Marine Mammal Rescue Manager Ashley Stokes. Ashley, how have you been?
Good morning. I'm good.
I miss you.
Good. How about you? I miss you as well.
It's you know, this new world that we live in. We don't get to see each other as often, but you know, I only got to see you once a year, but it was always the best part of my year. So I want to talk a little bit about marine mammal rescue and what it's like to be a manager. You have the second best job in the world. My first favorite job is a distiller. Reasons. And then you. So
that could be a lot of fun.
I don't think you can combine the two, though. It's a very important mission.
No, so I don't think so.
We'll talk a little bit about the Seacoast Science Center just here in a bit. But I want to talk about marine mammal rescue. And don't forget, guys, you can go over to their website. All this information we're talking about is there, too. What is your job?
That's a great question. Formally, my title is Marine Mammal Rescue Manager. So one of the programs at the Seacoast Science Center that we run, just like any other program, the camp program, the visitor program, those sorts of things, is marine mammal rescue. So basically what that means is all marine mammals, so whether it be whales, dolphins, porpoises, or seals, which of course is the majority of what we do, are federally protected by the Marine Mammal Protection Act in 1972. So prior to that, seals especially were hunted almost to the brink of extinction. So they realized that they needed some protections on these animals, and those were put in place. So now there's organizations like ours, and they're throughout the coastline. There's, I think, about 100 in the United States, just over 100, that do this work. And it's basically anytime somebody finds a marine mammal, whatever it may be, on the shore, whether it's live or dead, there's a number that they can call in. So our organization, Seacoast Science Center, is responsible for New Hampshire and northern Massachusetts down to Essex, Mass.
That's huge.
Just south of Ipswich. So it's a good amount of territory, certainly not as much as some of our other colleagues, but it's a pretty busy area. So, and anytime somebody finds an animal, they just call that number. It's 24/7. It goes right to any one of our staff cell phones. They can leave a message with what they have found, where it is, whether it's live or dead. We also ask them to leave their information in case we have other questions. And then we dispatch a volunteer or staff member, depending on what the animal is, to further investigate whatever the case may be and what the animal needs.
And so once again, we're talking to Ashley Stokes. Of course, we're talking about Seacoast Science Center, SeacoastScienceCenter.org, Marine Mammal Rescue. Once again, we gave that number, and if you have a mobile phone, I hope you have a mobile phone, if you would just store this number in there with Marine Mammal Rescue, 603-997-9448. And it's important, too, as we have this conversation, that you have this conversation with all your friends. Do not assume that people know what they should be doing when they come across a marine mammal in distress, whatever that distress may be. Don't assume they know what to do. One thing I over at your website, Ashley, there's a great little tips on what you should do if you come across mm-hmm. this situation. And I want everybody to listen to these tips, and I want you to inform your friends and family, and particularly inform your children, too. This is a very important issue. And before we get into that, this is one of the reasons why I tell people that when you have a dog and you go to the beach, I don't care how well-behaved your dog is, you really should have it on a leash, because animals react to other animals differently, and these kind of animals in distress will get very strained by suddenly a dog, as curious as dogs are, come up to them. But talk about some of the things that people should be doing when they come across this situation.
Sure. So all too often, we encounter people that are very well-meaning, care yes. a lot about these animals. It's hard not to. Seals, especially the young ones, are very cute.
They are.
We often encounter people, whether it's just simply they're getting really close to the animal to see how it's doing, or to get a photo, or they think it needs to be in the water, so they're getting close to, you know, prepare to push it back into the water or whatever it may be. or even feeding the animal. Sometimes we have people trying to do that as well. Again, thinking that they're helping the animal. But those are all things that are really stressful to these animals. Seals especially are only semi-aquatic. They actually encompass about 95% of our caseload. So we often, that's what you hear us talk about is seals. Because it's not normal for dolphins, whales, or porpoise to be on shore if they're alive. So that's an emergency situation, very different than seals. So for seals, being only semi-aquatic, they rely on coming on land. They have to do it. They don't swim 100% of the time, especially the young ones. They're just like kids as they grow up. It takes them some time to learn how to swim and to learn how to swim longer distances and not get too fatigued too quickly. So as young pups, mom will actually drop them on the beach or on the rocky shore so that she can go off, eat some food, hunt on her own, and then come back and care for and nurse that pup. But of course, you can imagine the pups, especially the harbor seals that we're in pupping season right now, they're only about 20 to 25 pounds when they're born, and they're only about 2 feet long. So they are very cute. They're very fluffy. So we sympathize with that, why people might want to get close to them. But the right thing for people to do is to keep a distance away. Federal guidelines actually state 150 feet, which is about 3.5 average school bus length. So it's a further than you might think.
Yeah.
Certainly, if people are a lot closer, we're not going to be calling out the police or anything like that. But what we ask, basically, especially on beaches in our area of northern Mass and New Hampshire that are smaller, and it's tough to stay that far away, is to stay far enough away that that animal is not reacting to you. And that means that it's not seeing you and coming closer or seeing you and going further towards the water, that it can act completely naturally while it's on the beach. So that's step one, is to keep away from the animal. Even the dead ones, we do want to know about them. We have to collect data on these animals if they're freshly dead and haven't been dead too long.
Right.
We like to actually pick them up and get them to a lab setting and do a full post-mortem exam on them to see why they might have died. So those are important as well. But people also shouldn't be getting close to those. Also dogs. Dogs naturally, instinctively want to roll in the smelly, gross things, whether it be grass clippings in your yard or a dead animal on the beach or in the woods. Naturally, that's what they want to do, to investigate things. So I always ask people, whether it's live or dead, stay away from them. Obviously, the next step is to call us. Again, we're 24/7. But while we're talking to you on the phone and telling you about what we think might be on the beach, I can already have a volunteer or a staff member getting out there. So it's kind of a twofold process. And then once they're out there, they're more than happy to talk to you about what it is you're seeing. They'll look over the animal, get some photos, set up a safety perimeter, put up some signage, and then go from there. You can imagine each case is a little bit different. Mm-hmm. No one case is exactly the same from the next.
That's huge. Once again, we're talking to Ashley Stokes, of course, a marine mammal rescue. Of course, you can find out more by going to seacoastsciencecenter.org, seacoastsciencecenter.org. The number, important number, store it, please, 603-997-9448. Remember the rules. Watch quietly from at least 150 feet. Keep dogs away from the animal. Do not offer the animal food or water. Do not pour water on the animal. Do not cover the animal with a towel or blanket. Do not try to move the animal. Just call this number. That's the best thing you can do, 603-997-9448. Before we get back to that, I do want to bring up one thing. You guys are kind of in a dormant mode, like the rest of the world is right now. This costs a lot of money, doesn't it?
It does.
Tell us. Let's see if we can help you there, too. Yeah, because your big fundraiser didn't happen this year, and so now we need to make up the difference. If you go to that site, guys, seacoastsciencecenter.org, the first thing that pops up in your face, thank goodness, is they need your help. And this is an important mission, and they need your help. Talk a little bit about what it costs to do this kind of mission.
Yeah. So for this program particularly, there's, believe it or not, there's only two full-time staff members that do this work. We respond to typically on average about 115 animals a year. But with that being said, in 2018, we had an unusual mortality event or a die-off event that impacted seals. And we were one of the hotspots for that area.
Yeah.
We closed out that year with 298 cases. Each case comes not only with the response, sometimes it's multiple days if the animal is out there multiple days. Sometimes it involves triage, or basically medical supplies to either clean wounds or administer fluids or administer glucose or sugar supplements, basically. Sometimes it involves transporting these animals to necropsy, which is a lab for a postmortem exam, or rehabilitation. There's a lot that goes into it. And then, of course, because it's federally regulated work, because they're federally protected, it comes with a lot of paperwork, data collection, and reporting on that data. So there's no rest for the weary. Though there may be quieter times in the year, that's when we catch up on all that paperwork and things. In an average year, it costs somewhere around us $120,000 a year to run this program. But with that being said, this program is really important to us. We're extremely dedicated to doing it. Even though these are now rebounding populations of animals since the Marine Mammal Protection Act was enacted, that's not to say that they're back to a completely healthy status either. Right. And that animals that are out there suffering that otherwise would either die on their own a very painful and slow death, that they shouldn't get the care that they need.
Right.
So that's certainly by no means to say that we're out there saving every animal. We simply can't do it. We're not meant to do it. It would disrupt the natural cycle. But we do what we can for these animals. So, you know, a lot of people say, well, are you totally federally funded if they're federally protected?
Yeah.
And the feds can't do that either. They can't fund every one of us 100%. So there is a grant program out there through the federal government that we can apply for that's very competitive, but we've had decent luck with that, that funds part of the program. And it, you know, the numbers vary every year, as with everything in the government, for what's available. So we try not to be reliant on that. We try to be in a good place, and then if we get that, it's kind of a bonus.
Well, that's interesting. Once again, we're talking to Ashley Stokes, of course, Marine Mammal Rescue. We're getting close to the end of our time. I do want to repeat this number often, 603-997-9448. Please store that. Go over to their website as well, seacoastsciencecenter.org. There's a lot of great stuff in there, not just about mammal, but this wonderful jewel we have being so close to the seacoast. There's one other thing I do want to mention, too. I know how many listeners we have. If each listener gave $2, we would meet their budget. That's seriously, folks. If each one of you gave $2, they would meet their budget. So
that would be amazing. And sometimes people are like, oh, I don't know if I can only do, you know, $1 or $5.
Do it.
I don't know that that's going to help them. People add up. Like you said, if everybody were to be able to not buy a coffee for one day and donate $2 to our Marine Mammal Rescue Program, we would be in an unbelievable place. The whole Seacoast Science Center as a whole, like any business right now, whether it's nonprofit or for-profit, we're in a tough spot.
It is a tough spot. So, Ashley, we're going to let you go. We're going to have you back on, too. We'll have you come on a couple times during the summer. Remember the number, 603-997-9448. Please store it in your mobile. Be mindful of things you should be doing when you do come across these mammals in distress. You've got help. It's just a phone call away, and it's a great team. Ashley, thank you very much for coming on, and we'll talk to you soon again.
Thank you so much. I hope to see some of the listeners on the beach this summer.
That'd be cool. We'll be right back on New Hampshire Today, the weekend edition.
Sometimes I love.